This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe Rob Thompson will pull Nick Castellanos for defense late in games during the postseason? 57% say yes.
Wow.
How about that? How about that?
That's a shocker. Leave it in a topper.
Yeah. By the way, my hat is definitely a Camden River Sharks hat, not Clear Road Thrashers. And by the way, former Camden River Shark.
Ben Davis.
I think I got it when Von Hayes was the manager. He was the former manager of Camden River Sharks, but it is a River Sharks hat. Both, now, Thresher is a shark. Maybe that's why.
That's where the confusion came. And same colors.
Same colors. And see. You know, Clearwater, Canada.
At one point, Campbell's Field was the best field in the city.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It had a moment. The River Shark Stadium had a moment.
Yeah.
Saw Def Leppard there, actually.
That's why I went 2-for-10 against fast pitch softball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bet people don't call you a loser, soft, all that stuff when that happened.
Let's get to the
probably
top.
Probably did.
Yeah, it might have.
That's probably when they're like, you're a special teamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Stick to football.
Yep.
All right, let's get to top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, and it's one that I've been doing a lot recently, but there's a lot of funny stuff happening that we got to bring up on the show. So I have five funniest things that have happened in the last couple of days. Starting at number five, which just happened 5 seconds ago. Actually, two things that happened at work today. One, Ike comes back to work. And I don't know if everyone here is aware, in the building, we have assigned seating, even if we don't have assigned seating.
Oh, in the lunchroom.
In the lunchroom. First thing I see when I walk out, someone plopped down in Ike's seat.
Yeah.
And I said, this isn't going to be good.
Now,
Ike comes out, he's all hot and bothered.
She's a good person. I don't want to reveal who it was. She works very hard. But I walked in. All I got to tell you, we have a show text message there.
Unlike the morning show.
Yes. And there was like an all caps, you know, message from Jack. And then there was an anger emoji from Mike. And I was like, what? I was out for a walk. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I walked in the lunchroom and I was like, oh, no. We all have spots that we sit, you know?
Oh, yeah. I text who and what the bleep.
Yeah.
We got spots.
We all have spots.
Ike was too close to me. For
way
lunch.
Too close.
Way
and
yes.
too far away from me.
Yes.
I'm at the end of the long bench. You're at the other end of the long bench. And Ike has his own table by the pillar.
I've had the same seat since 2020.
Yep, since COVID.
February 2020.
Yeah, that is what we earned by coming in every day during
damn
COVID.
Right.
Is our seats. And by the way, this is like the cafeteria when you're in school. Everybody has the place where they sit.
Even if we don't have nameplates on the seats, it's where we sit.
You don't throw off the hierarchy of the room. The energy was off. We're lucky Ike even got through the show today.
Yep.
You saw the outburst about Jalen. What do you think that was about?
It was because he had the wrong table when he's eating his lunch.
Now, the other thing that happened that has to be addressed on the top five, that has to be addressed. So I
now,
come
is this number five or is that number five?
This is all one thing.
Okay.
This is all one thing. So Ike and I.
Now, this is all number five?
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot to cover. So I went to the bathroom. Number one, wash my hands.
Yeah, by the way, you do a number one
almost every break.
15 times a show.
Very hydrated.
Yeah.
Very hydrated. I come out of the bathroom. I come, see Spike, and I say, you don't need to grunt when you're going number two.
No.
And Spike's like, I totally agree. It's mostly performative. It's for everyone else in the bathroom.
Yep.
And then Ike comes out, and he's like, I was just in the bathroom.
And I was like, the noisy number two guy?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
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 I was thoroughly irritated by that.
There's no need to grunt.
No.
There's no way what you're doing is taking that much. If you're sweating while you're on there, there's no way.
No.
I'm sure this complaint has happened at some point during the 5 years that we've been here at the station.
Yep.
This beautiful building.
Yep.
Whose idea was it to have three stalls in there and one urinal?
I actually could.
This is a men's bathroom.
I could.
If it's a women's bathroom, I understand that. No urinals and have all stalls.
Yeah, we have one urinal in the whole for five radio stations. A sales staff.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I could. I actually know who was, and I'm not going to say it on the air.
Holy cow!
We've had a lot of bathroom issues. This is a great building, but you know, remember the flooding?
Awful. We did. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, but as far as like the grunting, what are you eating? What are you eating?
Change it up.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, we're doing. Again, I thought it was performative.
Also, if there was other people in there and whatever was happening with me was that severe, I would end up keeping the noise to myself because I'd be embarrassed, even if I felt the need to go.
You can even drop a courtesy flush.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, and not enough people courtesy flush. Because
I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, yeah, I've heard people in there for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, haven't heard one flush. Are you reading your phone? Because if you're not, you owe us at least two flushes in that 4 minutes.
I'm glad we're breaking it down.
By the way, whoever that is. Yeah, sorry.
But change your eating habits.
Yeah.
And stop grunting in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
And I saw your shoes. Just know.
Oh.
Nice. 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 Number four, the fourth funniest thing that's happened.
By the way, Buzz seems like a grunter.
Oh, I can see Buzz being a grunter.
Yep. You think it was Buzz in there?
No, I don't think he's working on it.
Okay.
Stop. Who's that for? You're not working that hard in there. You're just not. And if you are, again, change what you're eating.
Yep. Yeah.
The fourth funniest thing that's happened in the last couple of days is, you know, yesterday, Spike and I, great opportunity to talk to Coach Shaw of Glenmore Eagle Little League. We're so excited to have him on. Big moment.
They're in the Little League World Series.
And he was very excited to come on and talk about his team. It wasn't until he realized that Ike wasn't here. Here's how it sounded yesterday.
Actually, I have one other question, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Is Ike golfing today? Where is?
Yeah.
He's actually not golfing. He's something that adult guys got to do every now and again.
Gotcha. You know? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Sorry to disappoint you, but Ike will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. He's pulling for you too. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So
he was disappointed.
Yeah. Or Ike's not there today?
Yeah.
I would have called tomorrow.
Yeah.
Game's not till Thursday.
Yeah. Story of our lives.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I've seen that face before when Ike's not there.
Yeah.
It's a really sad face. It's a really sad face.
We should get t-shirts that just say, I don't know where Ike is.
Please stop asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please stop asking.
Yeah.
All right. The third funniest thing that's happened the last couple of days is Paul Jalovitz took a shot at Spike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is this true?
Off of the Tanner McKee? Not trading for a first-round pick?
Is this on the radio?
Here's Jolly's take.
I don't say yes or no. You think about each opportunity. People who don't want to think, people who just want to be sports talk radio callers, be at the water cooler, have their bully pulpit. Yeah, I'll trade him. No, I won't trade him. Never trade him for a first-round pick. Think. All I ask people ever to do is think. Think. Use the brain that God gave you. Does this deal make sense?
Use the brain that God gave you, Spike.
At least he didn't say him by name.
Yeah. Do you think that's what he was saying?
There's only one show that's talking about trading Tanner McKee for a first round.
I feel like what he was saying is you should think about every deal.
Yes. You shouldn't just automatically say no to it.
Because I was
in my head.
Yeah, I was ready to launch on Jolly there. And I think because Jolly's always pushing me a little bit.
Yeah, he is a little bit.
I love Jolly, but don't turn into the, you know, oh, those hot take guys on the radio when you work here, you know.
He doesn't do hot takes.
No, he doesn't. Nope. He only said that he would be a better general manager than Daryl Morey. That's not a hot take
at
all.
And he said that Andrew Painter would be better than Paul Skeens.
Oh, did he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he also said that Mike Trout was
that
better.
That might be the worst one right there.
Didn't he say that Mike Trout was better than Mickey Mantle?
Oh, God.
That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, he did. I believe he said.
Jolly's five hottest takes.
Yeah.
For a guy that doesn't do hot takes.
Yeah.
He does facts.
He said that Andrew Painter will be better than Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
No.
the best pitcher in baseball. Yeah. Or second best, but best.
We don't even know if Andrew Painter's going to be a major league pitcher.
His ERA's 5.5.
We're on the next year.
In Triple A.
We'll get the next year.
Okay.
He's rehabbing. All right, the second funniest thing that has happened the last couple of days is we've been breaking down Dirty Rube for years.
Uh-oh.
4 years on this show. We've been on
the case. Did he strike again?
Yeah, well, so Saturday on the great show, him and Devin, you know, Saturdays 8 to 10. Is he talking about a bat here, or is he talking about something else?
I always like to use the knob to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Oh, my God.
I always like to use the knob to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Yeah, I never have my pinky off of it. I mean, that's brutal.
My goodness, Rube.
Rube.
I always like to use the knob to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Wow,
that is so inappropriate on our airwaves.
I know
we're worried about me calling Elliot a little bee, and this guy's doing this on Saturday morning.
I know,
doing all this
Saturday
sex
morning.
Talk.
Yeah.
That's way worse.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. I love Dirty Rube. I really do. All right, but the funniest thing that's happened the last couple of days, you thought Dirty Rube was here.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like Ben Davis is adding his second mention in here.
Sexy Ben.
Yeah, who could forget a couple months ago we had this?
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, he's back.
This one is outrageous.
Down the shore. Heard it's nice down the shore today.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do down there? When you spend time at your place.
I love hanging on the deck.
Uh-huh.
I like walking the boards.
I always forget this. Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
You're the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bottom in my old place. Top in this one.
What is wrong with y'all, man? What is wrong with y'all, man?
I mean, Ben, there's no way.
Top or the bottom.
There's no way Ben didn't look at T-Mac, grin, and say, I always forget. Are you the top?
You're top
or bottom. I always forget this. Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
You're the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bottom in my old place.
Well,
T-Mac just being a pro, just kept going.
At least he's malleable. At least it depends on the situation.
Well, the funniest is that immediately T-Mac goes, and Harrison Bader's up.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about baseball now. You can do whatever. And then they're just like, now Harrison Bader, the 0-1 pitch.
Ben Davis denies he was doing anything silly there, but I disagree with that. So there it is. That's number one.
That's number one.
There we go. This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors right now. Call Guida.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
At 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com.
Can I do a quick little PSA?
Yes.
All right, just take it real quick.
Yes.
I went in yesterday. I took a needle in the ass.
Jack, he couldn't help himself.
That was my bad. Totally my bad. My bad. It's totally my bad.
Such an idiot.
I know. No, that was a really bad moment.
Dude,
I have a moment here.
Yes.
And it's important.
It is.
You young punks.
Yeah.
You don't respect it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your time will come, buddy.
Your time will come.
Yes.
So, yeah, Spike alluded to me taking care of something that, as men, we have to take care of. So, yes. Yesterday, I went and got a colonoscopy to get it checked out. They found a couple of polyps, and they removed them. I say this to you all to say that this is something for men that we need to take serious, and I need to share with you. I have a platform, which means I have a responsibility to share with you that this is something, especially at our age, we need to take serious, our health.
Yep.
So make sure you're out there getting your checkups. Make sure you're out there getting your screenings, getting your blood work done, all those things done. We want to be around here for another 50 years, living as healthy as possible. So make sure you guys do that. So I wanted to make sure I just got that out there to everybody.
Well, by the way, there was a gentleman that I like.
And it's my second one, by the way.
There's a gentleman that I like and respect very much that I work with in New York that is about our age, a little bit younger. And he's like, I don't really want to do that. And I'm like, dude, you can't mess around with it.
Yeah.
Because the good thing is afterwards, if you get, first of all, if there's something there to find, then they can let you know. You can get to it early because finding it early is the key.
Yep.
The other thing is if you're clear and they tell you you're clear, that's a great feeling.
I swear to you, it really is, man.
Dude, when they go, it you don't really have to come is. Back for 8 years.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to the people over at Cooper Digestive.
And two other things.
Yes.
First of all, as they're putting you out, that feeling, the 10 seconds before you fall asleep.
This is another fact.
Is the greatest 10 seconds you will ever feel. And I know you said, you're like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't feel anything. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Now I know. And then the other thing is when you wake up and they give you the cookies, the best tasting cookies you ever got or whatever they're giving you.
This is true.
You know, the day before is not great. But
not great. And that's a big reason why I wasn't at the practice Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I had to basically stay home all day.
Well, you got to be 10 feet from. Dude, okay. This is the last thing.
Yes.
I remember. So they give you this stuff you have to drink like every few hours and it, you know, clears you out or whatever. Maybe grunt every now and then. And I remember drinking it and I felt fine after like 20 minutes. I remember telling Val, I was on the phone with my wife. I was like, I don't think this stuff does anything.
It's not working.
And then I was like, oh, it works. I hung up the phone and didn't stop working until the next day. All right.
Yes, and you don't have to be 50 to do it. They're actually suggesting 40, us
right?
do it 45. At least 45 years old. In men, and for African-American men, we definitely need to get in there.
There you go.
Check. So, yes, wanted to share that with everybody.
Are you done, Jack?
Yes.
Do you want to apologize
again?
We made
him feel bad enough.
Yes, yeah.
No, he doesn't feel bad. Look at him.
Well, yeah. I do feel bad. It was that it didn't mean that.
It was just his instinct.
I had a mental lapse. Yeah. Because it was a natural instinct. My bad.
All right. 215-592-9494. Yes.
All good.
Unbelievable. RC and Glenn Mills. You're on WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike. Fritzy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, RC?
What's up, RC?
What's going on? All right, Spike. You guys, my man Izzy, you went at him a little too hard. Okay? Because you went at him a little too hard. No, Jalen is not better physically quarterback than Josh Allen. But you were on my guy, Izzy, about how great he played, right?
No.
Spike, you went to Episcopal.
Yes.
You went to school with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
I know your father. You're pretty smart.
All
let
right.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What Izzy's point was, I just told you I'm not arguing he's a better quarterback. But I'm over these stupid-ass rankings because they're ridiculous.
Doesn't sound like you're over them. Doesn't sound like you're over them.
I am over them. I'm helping my man Izzy out because you made it seem like Josh Allen was dominant in – let me make sure I say this clearly, Spike.
But that's not what I said, RC.
No, you did, Spike.
No, I didn't. I didn't say he was dominant. I did not. I said that just because a player loses in a game does not mean they wet the bed in the game.
Right.
That is my point. My point is when you look at Josh Allen's playoff statistics, they are good. He is a good playoff player. That like has he won the Super Bowl? No. Has he beaten Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead? No. But I also don't think there's any shame in having not beaten Patrick Mahomes, the second best quarterback of our generation in Arrowhead. So like my point is to raise up Jalen, you do not need to make up stories about other players. Lamar Jackson, for sure. He has had numerous playoff failures and he has come up small. Allen and Burrow,
they play big.
I don't see it. I don't see that that's where we need to say. And my point being to is was that like Jalen lost to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It wasn't because Jalen crapped the bed in the game. It was just because they got beat. Sometimes you just get beat. And I just don't know why we need to keep making things up about these other players. like to raise up Jalen. We have a Super Bowl and a top 10 quarterback. Like, I just don't understand it.
Let me say this, Spike. I am over the rankings. And as my man, you, Douglas, said earlier today, like, I think the problem, Spike, is your audience feels that you don't respect him. I do not feel that way.
Okay.
However, it's these stupid rankings. They're stupid because in Philadelphia, Ike, what do we care about, Ike?
Championships.
What do we care about this city?
Winning. Yep.
That's it. Winning. Okay? So my point is they keep moving the goalpost.
No.
You said it kept moving the line. It doesn't matter. We got to stop talking about
it. Well, that's fine. I agree with you on that one. I don't agree that anybody's moving goalposts.
Okay, well, they do. They come up with these scenarios, Ike. Okay? How many AFC championships has AFC championships? I didn't say Super Bowls. How many AFC championships has Josh Allen played in?
Two, I think.
Two. He's played in two. Jalen Hurts has played in two Super Bowls. And he's been the best quarterback in both Super Bowls.
But you're doing it. You're saying you don't care. RC, you are Philly to the bone.
Would you trade Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen?
With this roster, Fritz?
Just answer the question.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Then that's ridiculous. Okay. Then that's ridiculous. But then point's invalid.
But
it's not invalid.
It is invalid. You watch the football? Oh, my God. It's not this hard. We like Jalen's fine. He's fine. It's Josh Allen. It's not even close. Like, oh, my goodness. What are we talking about? Watch football.
Would you trade Bryce Harper?
For who?
Name a guy.
Judge,
a guy.
Yes, a trade from Judge. Trade for Ohtani. He's the 33rd ranked player in baseball, and I don't care. I don't care. Josh Allen is in a different stratosphere as a player.
Well, guess what? He has the best roster in the AFC this year. So we will circle back.
He's not the best roster in the
Bills?
AFC.
Stratosphere about this stratosphere.
The Bills? Okay, who are the two best skill players on the Bills, not Josh Allen?
Who are the two best skills players? Better receiver than anybody he's had besides Diggs.
He has Knox.
And he has the running back.
Oh, James Cook.
James Cook.
Yeah. So we're really, see, I never do this. We're really comparing that to what is here?
No. I didn't say that, Spike. Please don't put words in my mouth.
You just said they have the best roster in the AFC.
In the AFC. We're in the NFC last time I checked. Last time I checked. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
It seems like you are the one who is obsessed with Josh Allen, not me.
No. It was Izzy. I'm trying to help Izzy.
Izzy can stand on his own.
Jalen Hurts is not better. I will be on. Jalen Hurts is not better than Josh Allen.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What Jalen Hurts gives his team.
Oh, boy.
What are the intangibles?
What are the intangibles?
I was a college coach for 20 years. There's no.
I'm Spike.
The intangibles.
What are the intangibles?
His intangibles.
What are they?
What are they? Leadership.
Okay, so let me ask you this, RC, just quick question on leadership.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Would you consider to be one of the key things of him as leadership when prior to the year and during the year? He had to be begged to be a better leader by his own team.
You say begged.
Yeah.
I would say this, and you're not going to talk over me. I'm going to speak. Huh. I would say this.
Yeah.
What some of those guys in that locker room were saying, okay, he may lead. Is there multiple ways to lead, Spike?
Yes, but I think Jalen is a really good player. I do not believe that leadership is like the core of what he does. I don't.
What do you think the core is, Spike? I'm very interested. What do you think the core? If you don't think leadership,
he is. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to explain it to you. I think Jalen Hurts is unshook by big pressure moments. I think Jalen Hurts is unaffected by the noise around him. I think Jalen Hurts works very, very hard and is very, very focused on winning football games. I think Jalen Hurts is a good runner. I think Jalen Hurts is a average to sub-average passer. But I think all of those things within the context of this team is enough to win a Super Bowl. I was wrong in that I did not believe they could win with him as quarterback and win the Super Bowl. I was wrong. I don't think I'm wrong on any of those other things. And I do not think you can say that the thing with him is leadership. I could he be a leader in some context in how he carries himself? Sure. But I don't think that you walk around saying that guy's a leader. We have leaders in that locker room. We know who they are. We know who they are. He's not one, but it's okay. Like, you're the one that's obsessed with the list. You keep saying you don't care. It's the most Philly thing in the world. No one likes us. We don't care. Unless you say it, then we care. You want to be in the league?
Yeah, I'm in the league. I'm bringing you hats, and I'm bringing you Durantula shirts. I sell for an apparel company.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing my man Mike a Durantula shirt.
Okay.
You're in.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Make that an extra large.
If Fritz texts me the WIP football fantasy league logo, it will go on hats, and everyone will get a hat. You tell me how many I need.
All right. Well, free stuff is
a good. Going well.
This
is much better.
Good.
This is much better than the article.
All right. Thank you, RC.
Oh. It's the Josh Allen one.
It breaks him every
time. Yeah. I just want to be clear. That was Jack screaming.
See, now you notice when we were arguing, we weren't arguing the top four anymore.
No. Yes.
I moved on from that.
Yes. Yeah. Five. You say he should be in the group.
Yeah.
You don't care if he's five.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to your point, you don't have to knock down Josh Allen to prop up Jalen.
Especially because it doesn't make any. The Josh
Allen
criticisms.
Is a damn good quarterback, man. He's an elite quarterback. Yes. It's okay to say.
It's okay. And he plays good during the playoffs, too. He had the ball with a chance to score to beat the Chiefs last year. Would have been nice. You made
a great point with Izzy when you brought up, when you reversed it on him and asked him about Jalen
in
the other Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we know how well he played. So, to your point is you can play well and still not win.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, Peyton Manning had something to say about Jalen.
Oh, man. Everybody has an opinion.
But we will also get you ready for the Phillies game tonight.
I was going to say, what company do they both endorse?
Oh, right.
I didn't know if there was a...
I'm sure there's something. I'm sure there's something. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fanny, we have anything cool coming up? Well, we have your race with the DeCamera coming up at some point.
Yeah.
For the end of the month.
Yeah. Doing it.
This guy takes 2 weeks off.
Oh, DeCamera.
Oh, he's going to rest his legs.
After being off every Friday and Monday, or Mondays, right?
For the
he's
whole
usually
summer,
on,
yeah.
I think Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah. My God.
I know.
He's already on the end of Angelo had that schedule like at the end of
a 30 plus year career.
Yeah. Or he had his, Fridays or Mondays down the shore or whatever he did or whatever. But that was after Angelo had put in decades.
I know.
DeCamera.
Guy wins one tennis match.
Yeah. He's been doing mornings for what, 3 years, whatever it is.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
He hired a running coach.
Well, see, I just want you to. Can you run a little bit leading up to him?
I'm hoping on my way home to get a run in.
Why don't you run home?
Well, that's a long run. I did find there's a...
Maybe 2-3 days a week in the morning, give it a run.
There's a lap around my new house.
There you go.
Hey, that's how big it is?
No, I'm not like at my... Like, my back's up to a cornfield.
Okay.
That has a lap around it.
Has a lap. Has a track?
Has a trail around it.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
a track.
Okay.
I'm going to try to run like a mile as fast as I can so it makes the quarter mile easier.
There you go. There you go. Don't hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself.
Well, you could hurt yourself.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
See Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, popped his Achilles.
Popped his Achilles, yeah. Just playing the old-timers game.
See? After Boomer said that Jeter was an elitist for not playing in it.
Yes.
Well, Boomer said that?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, the old-timer game is a big deal up there. Also, Boomer is a Mets fan.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Boomer Mets, Geo Mets, Jerry Mets, Sal Mets, Evan Mets.
Yes.
That's everybody's Mets.
Tierney and McPherson are the only...
Tierney, McPherson, McMonagle.
McMonagle.
And Sean Morash. And Lou Gehrig's Mets. It's a lot of Mets.
Positive Tommy.
Yes. Yes. Positive Tommy. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. Yoshi.
My man Spike. Big Ike. Jackie, baby. Happy Tuesday.
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? I'm sorry for giggling. Me and my wife was in here. We going on a little sprinter. And see,
is that what they call it?
Well, a sprinter is when we just go away for a couple of days and just reboot, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's we was in here changing clothes and showing our outfits, and you know, she can't dance for a bit, but she was twerking for me. <on the phone. laughs>
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Hey, man, what's the name? My natural Bluetooth has started. And then Spike said, yo, you merch now.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right.
Let me stop. Let me calm down.
You all right?
Hey, yeah, I'm cool. Hey, Spike, man, you know what, man? Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, no.
Since people want to argue with you, let me argue with you. Look, Jalen was 24 like Patrick Mahomes when he first got to the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
Patrick Mahomes won.
Not you two. Not you two. Not you two. Just stop.
Stop.
Let me finish. Josh Allen, 29, about to be 30. Mahomes, 29. Jalen Hurts is 27.
Oh, great.
Burrow's name was
24. Oh, well, you got me.
What's his name? Now, Burrow's is about, what, 28? Now going on 29.
He came out in the same draft.
Yeah. What's his name? And he going on 29. And Justin Herbert is the only one that's 27, like Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Daniels, what's name, is 24, going on 25. That's what these daggone arguments sound like. They just sound like a bunch of nothing. So I figured I would call up here and argue about the age.
Okay. Well, you got me on that one. You got me on that one.
You going dinner. You're like, oh, no, not my buddy Yoshi.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, what's that? I just been up here tripping on all, like, oh, man, when OG Wade always, hey, everybody telling y'all shut y'all mouths nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting a little spicy.
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody getting a little loose, what's the name? Like,
well, even RC and Glenn Mills is like, you're not going to talk over me. I was like, oh, I got a hold button.
I'm going to say what I got to say, and you're not going to talk over me.
Yeah.
Like, that aggressively.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to start. They getting very aggressive with you guys. I mean, hey, just because we 49 and 50, don't be slipping on us.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. One thing I can still do is talk. One way to get me to talk over you is to tell me that I can't, buddy.
You know. It's worse!
whatever that boy was, he might have knocked Spike out, knocked him down or whatever, but I tell you right now, I got $50 that Spike out-talked any of y'all.
Yes. Well, that's probably what got me punched, to be quite honest with you.
What's his name? Andy
Boyle.
Andy Boyle.
Andy Boyle, yeah.
Yeah, shout out
and,
Andy Boyle.
And before I go, Chuck called me last night. Chuck, I'm sorry, man. It was the only picture I could find, man. What's the name?
Oh, your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah, good job with the Mount Rushmore, man.
Dude, that Herb picture.
Herb looks like Vince Lombardi.
Dude, Herb looks distinguished.
Yeah.
But I want to publicly apologize to Chuck, what's the name? Because, bro, hit me up. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, man. He's over there screaming screaming at me, I'm sorry. I'll make another one. I had to see him like five so he could pick from.
He really is a diva. He really unbelievable is a diva. Diva.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I love y'all cats. Let me go back to watching my wife with these bikinis on.
All right. God, get out of here. Who's a bigger
artist diva? Wood I had ever touched.
Who's a bigger diva, Herb or Chuck?
See, Herb's an underrated diva.
Herb's a diva.
Now, he's in the hospital with food poisoning.
Huh?
Oh, no.
So hopefully he texted me.
Well, if he texts you, he's fine. Yeah.
Do you go to the hospital for food poisoning?
I mean, well, you can get dehydrated.
Yeah. Well, drink water.
No, I mean.
No, they had to put IVs in you, man.
Yeah, like a lot of times you lose it quicker than you can replace it.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Have you ever had it? Dude, it is.
I had it.
You ever been dehydrated?
Well, yeah, but like I had it in my freshman year of baseball. We went on a trip to North Carolina.
Food poisoning?
Yeah, I went to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And I had the spongy chicken.
Well, let's just say that we have.
Golden Corral.
It still
underrated,
exists.
Underrated
it was,
spot.
It was at a Golden Corral. Yeah.
Yes, I know, Jack, but Golden Corral is.
I know, but it
Golden Corral's great. If you like Golden Corral, if you own Golden Corrals locally, if you happen to have advertised on the radio station recently and own Golden Corrals,
I went to a buffet. I went to a buffet place in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I had a piece of chicken that was a little spongy.
Okay.
And then I spent the whole next day.
Hold on, was he? Well, did he endorse Golden Corral?
He didn't, but like they are.
They're sponsors here.
It's 10 years ago.
Okay.
In North Carolina. All right. Not any of the fine local establishments.
Okay.
But the one that I went to down there, I had food poisoning for the whole next day, and I spent it in a training room while my teammates were out there grinding.
Any other big brands you'd like to...
Yeah, you'd like to burn bridges with?
Yeah. Anyone quick?
I got golden... I got food poisoning in the DR.
Oh, yeah,
man. It was,
outside
you know,
the country.
They tell you don't drink the water over there and everything.
Yeah.
So I did a good job of that, even though the ice they put in the alcohol is obviously made with the water over there.
Right.
But somehow the food still got to all of us. Got the whole family.
Oh.
Yeah, the food hit the whole family, man.
I was on my honeymoon in Costa Rica.
I remember that. I remember seeing the picture of you with the IV.
Oh, yeah, I had an IV thrown in me.
Yeah. Another reason I don't leave the country.
Yeah, you're not a big leave the country, man.
Yeah, it's
doesn't
overrated.
Doesn't make the family happy either.
No, yeah, I feel like you don't even really go below Maryland.
Nah, Florida.
Yeah, right, for Clearwater.
Clearwater, yes.
Yeah, that's it. There's plenty of places to go in this country.
I don't go below Maryland.
You know, people are flying all over the world. There's just so many places in this country to go.
Exactly. Why do I need to go anywhere else?
Yeah, man. Have you ever been to, like, Portland?
Yeah.
Go to Maine, you know? You ever been to North Carolina? You ever been to, like, you know, Missouri?
Yeah.
You know. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Have you noticed it hasn't rained since the Phils got Duran? Spike, definitely not reminding everyone that he wanted a reliever.
I wasn't.
And it hasn't rained.
It definitely hasn't rained.
Yeah. Actually, I started, my lawn situation started getting so dire. I was like, all right, I got to water it myself.
Yeah, you got to water it yourself.
Got the sprinkler moving it around, you know. But it hasn't, you know. What's next?
No, Ike, I don't think you're going to roll your eyes at this Jack idea about football. Things said, well, Ike is definitely rolling his eyes. Mark in Monco.
I think you
I
thought it was
saying.
It was the coaching discrepancy. The do we think that the defense maybe has the leg up on the offense because of Fangio versus Petullo? I thought it was a
I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting idea. I thought it was a good question.
And I actually agree with it.
Elliot poo-pooed it.
Yeah.
He did.
He did. But he wouldn't have hired Petullo, but he would recommend him for a
head coaching job. That was classic.
Yeah.
He was overshadowed by the Taylor Swift comment.
Yeah.
That, I think, was actually more insane.
Yeah. He always does something.
I know.
He always does something. What's next?
The definitive list of Elliot's favorite things about summer. 5, linen pants. 4, watching someone else mow his 5-foot lawn. 3, the Hamptons. 2, training camp stats. 1, telling everyone that they should be worried about the Eagles' offensive line. Tim in Newark.
He is pretty concerned about the Dickerson thing.
Yeah, he stays on the line, man.
Yeah.
He sees an opening. Now he's back on O-line duty.
Well, because we were at the open practice on Sunday night, and I was like, man, the offensive line's getting bodied by this defensive line. And he's like, I know. This is how it looked last year, and that's what, and that's why I'm leery of doing it.
Doing what?
Of saying, doing like, the offensive line thing. He's concerned about the offensive line thing because he ended up being the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah, like.
Oh, he's leery about being wrong.
Yeah. Well, he's a reputable source. Yeah, that's what you're forgetting.
I love Elliot. What's next?
Come to think of it, maybe Spike's right. Maybe they should be at camp. Rod Lakin listening to Spike repeatedly yell about bedwetting.
Rod.Lakin at Odyssey.com.
Who wet the bed?
Ask him.
Well, Spike was yelling at Israel about, did Jalen wet the bed?
Wet the bed.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was only 40 minutes ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Been a hotly contested hour.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, by the way, started off talking about whether we think the Phillies are going to win the World Series, and here we are again. Josh Allen. It's just like, if Josh Allen...
Why don't we go to Josh Allen, though?
What's that?
Like, why do everybody go to Josh Allen
as the guy?
I think Burrow's starting to creep in there, too. There's a lot of, well, what about Burrow?
Yeah.
Well, because they can always use the winning thing against Joe Burrow.
Yes. But Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, you know?
I agree, actually.
It's Lamar is the fly in the ointment in the top four because of the playoffs.
I agree.
But he's probably the best.
At least when Joe Burrow gets in the playoffs, he usually goes on a run.
Right. But Lamar's regular season is, what is it, 41-4 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really crazy to throw 41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. What's next?
When Jack accurately found the word that Spike was searching for, correlation, who was more surprised, Spike or Jack? Rick in Harleysville.
I was stunned. I was stunned that,
so
you, was thought, that you thought of correlation, but never. That's what I was looking for.
Never a doubt.
Yeah, that's what I was
published
looking for.
Author.
Yep.
Yeah, how's the book sales going?
Going well. Ringthebellbook.com.
There you go.
There you go.
You happy with it?
Yeah. Get a lot of positive reviews. And not just like, hey, good job.
Oh, wow.
I'm more like, wow.
Wow.
I thought you were an idiot.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You aren't an idiot. We don't know what Kevin wrote. What's next?
Once again, what happens when you ask Elliot a follow-up question? Elliot, Jalen was great today. I give him an A. Ike, was it a full practice? Elliot, no. They were in khakis and dress shirts. Alex in Lancaster.
He's doing anything to save Jalen's camp.
I saw that. I saw an 8-for-8 and an A. I'm like, hold on, what were they doing today?
Yep. Not even shells.
Yeah, it was basically a walkthrough today.
Not even shells really does kill that stat.
Yep.
It's pointless.
Well, the thing I'm going to hold on to is I said, if it wasn't Jalen having this camp, would you be worried? And he said yes.
Well, he said if it was Jalen without the Super Bowl,
yes,
he'd be worried.
Yeah. What's next?
What show is better equipped to discuss the effect of Taylor Swift and women on the NFL than the show that just last week gave you the gem of a What Chicks Dig Mount Rushmore? Sam and Exton.
Look, I know he was being sarcastic, but I was being serious. I mean, I think that
I thought you did a good job.
We're perfect to give that away. No one debated it. No one told me I was wrong. So who's going to go in the league?
Who you got today?
It should really just be RC. He's the only one that I wrote down.
Oh, well, there's RC. There's Izzy. I think it would be funny to put Israel in it.
Nah. I think RC provides better content.
Oh, you just want the t-shirt.
I think the t-shirt's a fun little add-on.
Let him know that we can't be advertising his t-shirt company all over the place just because he gave us the free t-shirts.
And we also don't have...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We got rules around here. So and also, if you want to butter us up with t-shirts to make us feel good about you, that's one thing. But we can't be naming your t-shirt.
And we also don't have a fantasy football logo.
We don't. If he wants to design one. Yeah. All right.
RC.
So RC's in the league. RC out of Glen Mills, where I used to live.